This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A new analysis of heat wave patterns published in the peer-reviewed Nature Climate Change could mean changes in the Great Lakes region as soon as 15 years from now. Here to explain this climate change is the lead author of that study, Josme Lopez. You found human-caused greenhouse gases will have more influence on heat waves than natural variability. What kind of differences might we see in the Great Lakes region?
Thank you, Lester, for the opportunity to talk to your audience. Yes, this study found that about 15 years from now, climate change, human-induced climate change, will be the dominant driver of heat wave occurrence over the Great Lake regions, topping natural variability. Several things that are new in this article is, one, we identify the most common heat wave patterns over the U.S., and the Great Lake pattern is one of the most common. And also, this pattern, heat wave pattern, influenced the largest population over the U.S. About 70 million people live underneath this heat wave pattern over the Great Lakes. And what we found is human-induced climate change will be responsible for most of the heat waves past the 2030s, so which is about 15 years from now.
When you say climate change will cause these heat waves, are we talking about more of them, longer heat waves, hotter heat waves? What should we expect?
We're talking about more of them, hotter, and also longer lasting. I want to mention that they are the number one weather-related cause of death in the U.S. So heat waves are very serious, and you have to keep in mind that these are anomalies on top of your daily summer mean temperature. And this daily mean summer temperature is also on the rise due to human-induced global warming. So these heat waves will be on top of the already warming planet.
Now, as you pointed out, heat waves already cause more weather-related deaths than tornadoes or hurricanes.
Yes.
How bad could this get?
Oh, it's going to get worse because you have to also account for other factors, the human factors. One, population growth. We tend to grow, and also we tend to condense ourselves into cities. And you have the city island effect as well.
Right, the heat island.
And also, you had another fact that the population is aging. As we move on into the future, you can see an aging trend. And heat waves is responsible for less of deaths, but especially on the elder. So we believe that population growth, coupled to the fact that heat waves are becoming more extreme, will lead to more deaths.
What kind of changes on the ground might occur?
The Great Lakes is a very special region. You have huge bodies of water. And when you have a warming air, that tends to actually evaporate more water from the lake. And also that's coupled to a temperature increase, also humidity increase. And that's why you end up with a higher heat index, which is very familiar in the weather community. And that's what you get from your forecast. How hot is it going to be and what we will actually feel like? So when you have a hotter air temperature and also increase humidity, that's going to put more stress on a human body because we cool down by sweating. And this sweat has to evaporate to the surrounding air. But if the surrounding air is warmer and also more humid, this mechanism, natural mechanism for a human body to cool down, actually becomes less efficient. I want to point out as well that precipitation is also an important factor that's not been talked in this paper, but it's linked to heat waves, and I know for the Great Lakes, it's very important for the lake levels. If you have a drop in lake levels, economically you will lose a lot because the amount of cargo that ships can actually transport in the Great Lakes decreases by a lot when you have a lower lake. Also, when you have warmer temperatures, it kind of creates a warm water over the top of the lake compared to the depth. So it creates what's known as hypoxia, which actually decreases the oxygen level in the Great Lakes and has a tremendous impact on fisheries as well.
So I'd heard earlier models had predicted that the upper Midwest might actually see more precipitation. This one's saying that's probably not the case because of these heat waves.
The upper Midwest will see more precipitation, but you will have a lot more evaporation due to the warmer air. So you have a warmer temperature, the air will feel the need to have more moisture. It's going to draw the moisture from large bodies of water, such as the Great Lakes.
Your study predicts these heat waves will start hitting the western United States even earlier than the Great Lakes region. There are parts of the West that are already struggling with wildfires and water shortages, but we get a lot of produce from places like California. What will these heat waves do to the food supply?
That's a great question. The West region, unfortunately, is the first one that's going to see this effect of climate change on heat waves, but not only on heat waves. These events are also tied to droughts. So drought is kind of like a necessary condition for a heat wave to occur, especially in the western part of the country. And what we found in this study is that the climate change signal is already emerging. We can see it in our data at present. We see that some of the heat extremes that are occurring on the west and drought are already due to human-induced climate change. And California is one of the most important regions for food supply for the entire country. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of impact because of water shortage associated with droughts and heat waves.
I'm sure you've heard this before, but people say, you know, the weather forecasters can't even determine what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. How are they figuring out what's happening in 15 years? How do you know your climate models are accurate?
These climate models we use, this is the latest, the state of the art. We actually don't call them climate models anymore. We call them air system models because they incorporate all sort of processes. They incorporate everything we know about the Earth system as a whole. They include land models, they include sea ice, they include land ice, they include land processes, biochemistry processes, all sort of things. And we actually, before we project into the future, we test these models with present data, with what we have observed. And these models, at least for heat waves, are very accurate. When we define the heat wave cluster, the most common patterns of heat wave over the U.S., the models are able to reproduce these common heat wave patterns that we actually observe. And also, this is a great question. That's the reason why we use many models. For this study, we use over 15 models, and they tend to have some biases, some errors one way, or other models has errors another way. And we believe by averaging all these models, we filter out most of the errors as well.
Jose Lopez is a meteorologist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's the lead author of a new analysis that was published in Nature Climate Change that says the Great Lakes region might see more and longer heat waves as soon as 15 years from now. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.